comfortable, safe, comfortable, safe, comfortable, safe, comfortable, safe, making things all day, comfortable, safe. Good morning, New York. Good morning, world. Good morning, spirit world. Good morning to my dead grandmother. Hey, y'all. This is Leela, a musical podcast and radio show for sensitive dreamers, finding out, discovering, living into what it means to make your dreams come true. And I promise every week you get some version of bad singing, questionable astrology, and heartfelt monologues. As for me, I'm Lalita, your hostess with the mostest. Let's jump in. Sitting in a closet on a Sunday afternoon, wondering what I'm gonna do when I sing this tune. Improv is my favorite thing to do. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Considering what to do with the song as I sit and think all day long, trying to get out of my way so I can find the way to get forward listening. What am I doing? Not really sure. What am I blowing? Not really sure. Definitely not coke. What are you gonna do? I'm this bloke. I'm just trying to rap and sing and do the things that make me win. I don't even know what I'm singing about. But I'm sitting in a closet. I'm sitting in a closet. Put pillows on the wall. Got a mic stand. What can I do in this closet? That's what you're really gonna ask. What can I do in this closet? That's what you're really gonna ask. I can change the world in this closet. I could become president of the United States in this closet. I could be gay in this closet. I could be straight in this closet. So many things that we can do in closets. So many things that we can do in closets. Closets can be safe spaces to figure things out, can't they? Closets can be safe spaces to accentuate the betterness of our voices. Because this particular closet's magical. Oh, it's a magical closet, isn't it? There are pillows, there's curtains, there's a beautiful mic. All different types of curtains. Yellow curtains, lace curtains, green pillows, bags, luggage, a beautiful microphone. There's so much happening in this closet. Although I will say I would wish for a better chair and maybe a better table that would fit, because right now I'm sitting on luggage, as that is the only chair that would fit. We make do with what we have, don't we? We can be resourceful, taking steps moving forward. But back to the closet, sitting in a closet and I don't know what I'm doing. Closets can be safe refuges. Refuge, respites, before the time that we come out from doing something. They say that small children, babies, will crawl under tables, couches. I don't know if they'd fit under the couch, but maybe a really small baby. And they do this because it symbolizes the womb. They like to be in small, tight spaces. I think that adults do this as well. People do this. We wrap ourselves in blankets. We hug ourselves. These are ways of soothing and feeling comfortable, safe, comfortable, safe, comfortable, safe, comfortable, safe, making things all day, comfortable, safe. Closets can also be that for us. The thing is, if we feel that we're relegated to the closet, meaning, I can't come out, I can't say who I really am. If we view it from a place of I can't, then maybe the space that's opened up for us where we've lived, we've likened to a prison. Because we've assumed if this is where we need to be. I don't always know if that's true. I've created this closet like a small space for a child. Yes, because it gives me a designated space to record this show. It's better for the audio. It gives me a sense of just show up and record. It's dark in here, just like the womb of my mother. Is that creepy? Perfect. If you really think about it, coming out of a womb, I'm trying to imagine, I'm like, is this what the womb was like? Sometimes the spaces that feel like closets to us, the things that we wish we could come out from, if we slow it down and look around, it might be restorative. It might not, but there might be some moment, a moment, of gratitude for even having a space to be in. I could very easily do this podcast in the foyer or in the living room. It's not even just a podcast, it's a show, really. I could do this show in my bedroom. There are places that the audio might be equally or sufficient, but I like the small space. I like hearing my own voice. there are benefits to the closets we sit in. And if we can eliminate the voice of, I shouldn't be here, I need not be here, it doesn't change the fact that we think there's fire spitting dragons outside the door. But let that honor the small space that you've created to feel safe, to feel who you are, whether it's gay, straight, trans, beautiful, you're Muslim, but you really want to be Christian, you are a man, but you really know that deep down you're a woman, even though that you were born as a physical male. You might be someone like me who for years closeted their singing voice, which if, you know, it's interesting. I remember I had a client and they said to me, Lolita, but at the time my name was Lauren, which I have so much love and respect for Lauren, actually, like so much. And sometimes I was like, should I go back to that being my name? But I'm all the things, just like you might be all the things. We're not just one thing. Client came to me and I just started doing videos and I was really just a little bit letting personality into it, characters, accents. And I remember doing this in Union Square. And the client said to me, you are this. You don't need to pretend or explain when you do it. It's as if you were gay and you're walking down the street and saying, I'm being gay. This is me doing gay. You don't need to do that. A bird doesn't have to walk through the air and saying, I'm a bird, I'm a bird, I'm a bird. The bird just flies. There are characteristics that let us know it's a bird, but the bird need not scream it running through the sky for us to get it, right? And that really opened a door for me. That was when I began to record Ask Juanita, the YouTube show. I later went on to do years of stand-up comedy, Ask Juanita being a comedic sketch show. And the earlier versions were atrocious in their perfection and amateurness. And we all go through those phases when we leave the closet, so to speak. And we're not fully sure how to walk yet in these new legs and these new identities. We're not fully sure to know how to fly. We know the other identities, but the closet ones, what if closets were just spaces where seeds are being born? That's what I'm going to leave with you today, kids. If you like this, like it. If you don't like it anyway. Chat with all your favorite friends. And if you're hearing this on the airwaves of the podcast world, leave a 5-star review. Helps this show get found by more people. Really, it helps reach more people who could use daily doses of strange accents and inspiration in their daily life. And if you haven't heard more than anything, I text with a growing community of, you know, I don't even know why I'm trying to sell this. The reality is the internet's filled with crap. And so I text inspiration and space, literally creating space on our phones with bits of wisdom and connection. So if you're tired of the internet too, and you would like to connect in a real way and be part of this energetic container of peace, text me. The number is 917-something-something-something-8988. And if you're on Instagram reading this, you'll see it in my bio. An amazing marketer I am, aren't I? An amazing marketer, aren't I? A little Irish accent before we leave. Thank you for being here, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart. Inside a closet, this is the Lila Show. I don't even know the name yet. Lila Radio Show, Lila Show. We're doing Lila all over here, bitches. Talk to you soon. Ciao.